This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk to a man who has made constitutional history. Aren't too many that can actually directly claim that what they did led to a major, significant constitutional development. But former Sheriff Richard Mack of Graham County, Arizona, did that. Looking at jail time for disobeying a federal law, Sheriff Mack said, that law is not constitutional. It is not enforceable. The federal government can't tell me, a sheriff, what to do. And happily, the court agreed because, Richie, I imagine you and your wife were certainly at the beginning just a little bit on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, we really were, and that's to say the least, because and a lot of this, Larry, I was really entering this quite naively. You know, I just thought you grab a local attorney and sue the federal government, and then, you know, it goes nowhere. I didn't anticipate this going anywhere. And I thought, well, we'll just get a local lawyer. He'll file a petition, and the court will deny it.
Let's circle back and tell them exactly what was going on, because this was something that many people have heard of, but probably not so many are as aware of how this was impacting folks in your shoes, sheriffs throughout the country.
Right. Well, as you mentioned in your monologue opening, this is the Brady Bill, and they were trying to force sheriffs under threat of arrest to comply and to enforce it. And we were threatened with a year in jail and a $10,000 fine or both just for failing to comply with their unconstitutional, illegal mandate. And this was the first time in history where local officials were actually threatened with arrest. Usually they just give you money to do it. And they'll say, well, we're going to withhold funds if you don't do what you're told.
Isn't it interesting that the very politicians who threaten you and me with perjury and conviction, if convicted, years in jail, whether it's our income tax or any other kind of statements that we're required to make and have signed and sometimes notarized, they lie like bandits themselves when they're talking to us.
I know. Yeah, you and I have talked about that before. And, the hypocrisy and corruption of Washington, D.C. is something we could obviously write another book about and talk about forever. But the one point that I wanted to make is something that only few people know about the Brady Bill, and you and I are two of the very few that know this, and that is that there are actually five Brady Bills scheduled to be passed one year after the other until all five were passed, which would have completely gutted the Second Amendment. They may have left a skeletal semblance in place of the Second Amendment, but it was going to destroy gun shows. It was going to make FFLs a thing of the past. Their goal, the Brady Handgun Control Incorporated, was to get rid of 66% of all the FFLs in the country. And they were going to serialize ammunition, as you're very well knowledgeable of.
That was a great idea.
Howard Metzenbaum was the one that actually introduced Brady Bill 2 in March, like March 14th of 1994, just 2 weeks after I filed the lawsuit on the Brady Bill in district court in Tucson. And so it was clear what they were after, and it was clear what they were trying to do. And our lawsuit, the seven sheriffs that actually ended up filing the lawsuit, I was all by myself, as you are very well aware. Mm-hmm. I was all by myself as the only sheriff in the country to file this lawsuit. And then until Sheriff Prince joined the lawsuit about 4 weeks later, and then one after that in Texas. And what I'm still shocked about is only one in Texas filed this lawsuit with us. There's 254 sheriffs in Texas, and it's just astonishing that in a state of state sovereignty in the state of the Alamo, that only one sheriff did that. And
it is amazing, actually.
It really is. So two of us ended up at the Supreme Court together, and that was Prince and myself. And what's the astonishing thing is what you alluded to also in your opening statement is how much of a change we made constitutionally. Well, two small town sheriffs, Prince and myself, ended up at the Supreme Court, and this lawsuit had a big part in getting rid of Brady Bills 2, 3, 4, and 5. In fact, two small town sheriffs did more for the Second Amendment than all of Congress has in the past 50 years.
Of course, that's not saying much. I don't think you should slight the importance of what you did by comparing yourself to Congress.
good point. So, but it's still such a miraculous case, and I guess that's something else the listener should also be aware of, which you are also aware of because you followed this case ever since you came out to support me on this when you had Governor Symington give me the Gun Owners of America's Defender of the Second Amendment Award at a huge banquet we had at Eastern Arizona College where I actually played football and baseball and graduated.
I don't remember what we had to eat at that event, but I sure remember that I think it helped put the event into the public's eye.
Yes, it did. It really did. It was a fantastic event, and that was a great day. That was a fantastic day. I have very fond memories of that. But so the whole thing was filed on the 10th Amendment, not the Second Amendment. And it was a great approach to defend the Second Amendment through state sovereignty and states' rights and state autonomy, which is what I was claiming from the get-go, in that an autonomous sheriff, a sheriff who is elected by for and of the people of his county, does not answer to the federal government. And the federal government just doesn't get it that they don't have jurisdiction over everybody and that they cannot make unilateral rules just because they feel like it one day and that everybody needs to bow down and kiss their congressional ring. And we just didn't do that, and we told them no. And it was the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that by judges. I've been told that by lawyers. And everybody listening to this program should read that decision. You can look it up. You can look up Mack versus U.S. or Prince versus U.S. But the easy way to go is just look up Mack versus U.S. And the university that did the best review was Cornell University out of New York. And they did a fantastic review. If it gets a little bit tedious for you, just go to our website, and that's cspoa.org, CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. Go to that, and you can just buy you a little the Victory for State Sovereignty. It's the same size as a pocket constitution. And get you a few of those and hand those out to people. But you definitely need to read it. And what I did is I put in a little booklet the highlights of the case so that you can see how absolutely powerful this decision really was.
It was, in fact, it was a remarkable judge that was involved in that decision, and he had kind of a sad end, as it turned out, but we owe him a lot for his role in the decision that came down on your case.
The district judge was assassinated during the Congresswoman Gabby Gifford's assassination attempt in Tucson, Arizona at the Safeway parking lot. And I wrote a book called The Magic of Gun Control about 5 or 6 years ago. And I dedicated a chapter to him because of how much he changed my life and how principled he was in his decision. And his verdict, his ruling, was actually the most powerful of any of those cases that were ruled of all the sheriffs nationwide.
Well, the music's telling us we're coming up to a break. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack, and we're going to be back and have some more discussion on some of these key issues affecting our Constitution and, frankly, our daily life. His website is cspoa.org. Certainly urge you to go there and send some support their way. They don't get help from the federal government, as you might imagine.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with former Sheriff Richard Mack of Graham County, Arizona. Sheriff Mack is truly a trailblazer in modern constitutional history, And we have been kind of revisiting the Brady Law, which was one of many examples of overreach by the federal government. And Sheriff Mack saw where they were reaching for his badge, as it were, in the bill, and slapped him back. That was kind of exciting, but evidently the fight's not over. They don't seem to have gone away, Sheriff.
You know how many times they have to lose? I mean, we have the McDonald decision out of Chicago. We have Heller out of Washington, D.C. We have Mack Prince out of Montana and Arizona, which was really a national case because they were going after all the sheriffs in the country to do the enforcement of the Brady Bill. And it just never ceases to amaze me how their agenda to destroy the Constitution just is so never-ending. Man, oh man, and sometimes their logic or lack of logic is just so stupid it's entertaining. But nevertheless, I just got back from Idaho yesterday, and the people there were saying basically the same thing. You know, how is it that a congressman or senator or governor or other people who are in public service can make excuses as to how they don't have to follow the Constitution, even though they swore an oath of allegiance to the Constitution? And I said, well, they have to call it living and breathing. They have to call it a living and breathing document, or they have to make another excuse like, oh, well, you know, the Founding Fathers couldn't have envisioned the grandeur of our cities and the problems that we would have. And the Second Amendment may have applied to muskets back in the day, but it certainly doesn't apply to our more sophisticated and high-populated cities today. And I said, "That's you have to make those excuses. Congressmen and senators and the White House sometimes, especially in the past 10 years, they have to make those excuses. They have to issue propaganda statements like that in order for people to realize that they're not traitors, that you really don't have to. They have to find some sort of scheme to convince us that you don't really have to follow the Constitution. Otherwise, they're criminals and they're traitors. So those excuses have come about to CYA, and no one's better at CYA than lying politicians in Washington.
They have definitely developed that to an art form, not a pretty one, but that's certainly what they do. Actually, I'm just as well they've covered that. But no, in seriousness, we've seen some other sheriffs, I think, in part, inspired by your example, who have in a number of areas told the federales, the Constitution didn't give you jurisdiction over food and drugs. The Constitution didn't give you jurisdiction over rangelands. The Constitution didn't give you jurisdiction on this, that, and the other thing. And here and there, from time to time, sheriffs have been standing up. I think a lot of them are members of the Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association that you had founded. But definitely, I think they're making a difference. Maybe they're not quite as against the gun as they would have been were under the former president.
Right.
But nevertheless, we've still got a lot of bureaucrats that think that they're it, and you either do what they say or else. And I think we need to kind of nail these doctrines down and to continue getting people elected who, in case there's a new sheriff in the White House, as it were, and the present relatively benign environment changes, we've got people who still get it.
Yeah, and it's a real privilege to work with those sheriffs. And I want everyone to know, just as you have been a member of the CSPOA, everybody can join, and we need everybody to join. And we actually have that part of the process that citizens working with their sheriffs to create these barriers against their encroachments and their unconstitutional acts. We have Wayne Ivey, Sheriff Wayne Ivey of Brevard County, Florida, who just put out another video. He's done a few very strong ones. Have you
Excellent.
Seen his most recent? I think it came out yesterday.
This guy must be driving liberals crazy. Their heads, I think, may be exploding. Probably we don't want to get too close to them for a little while. While all this terrible action is occurring. But, yeah, God bless Sheriff Ivey.
Yes. Yeah, and really a very commonsensical approach to the Second Amendment and telling people, you know what, you need to be trained in similar fashion that Sheriff Clark did about 3 years ago when he told everybody, look, we can't be everywhere, and you guys need to be trained and armed and ready to go. The same thing that you've been preaching for about 50 years. And that I've been preaching for about 30. But it's really great to see these sheriffs take the leadership role in defending their communities. And here Britain tells their citizens, well, learn how to hide and learn how to notify us without being caught.
And the Muslim mayor of London saying, well, we're just going to have to get used to Muslim terrorist attacks here in our modern world.
Astonishing.
You know, Sheriff Ivey had just the 180 approach to that because he was referencing Muslim terrorism, and he said specifically, the way you stop them is to kill them, shoot them. How politically incorrect.
But how stupid to tell people the opposite and that Britain wants to continue their ridiculous gun control laws, even at the expense of human lives. And even at the expense of defending an entire neighborhood or community from these ruthless terrorists, and this common sense approach of, you know, the answer probably would be, let's let them know that we're going to shoot back and that we're ready to go. And I find that so refreshing that someone has the guts and the leadership to let everybody know. The approach of hiding and cowering in a corner from these thugs is not the answer, is not the solution. And we need to let them know, just like we let Japan know in World War II, we're armed, we're ready. If you come here, you're going to be very surprised at the immediate response that we have for you if you try this in our neighborhoods.
Probably wouldn't be surprised for long because they wouldn't be alive that long to register surprise.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
No, I think this is a very refreshing development that even after the, I think the temperature has gone down and people are rather more at ease. Obama's gone. But when we get back from the break, let's talk about the fact that, okay, fine, Obama's gone and the federal government is not nearly as aggressively against our rights as it has been. But I don't think that's the end of the story. So let's pick it up there on the other end of the break.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is former Sheriff Richard Mack, Graham County, Arizona. The gentleman who really nailed down the fact that the federal government can't tell constitutional officers at the state level, and that certainly means sheriffs, they can't tell them how to do their job. And when they told Sheriff Mack he was going to do background checks, he said in a pig's eye. Well, my words. But basically what he was saying, it isn't going to happen in Graham County. And happily, while he couldn't stop others from kowtowing, sheriffs were not compelled to do it. And that has implications in so many different areas. We were just talking about Sheriff Ivey of Brevard County, Florida, heading into the last break, and the sheriff has been advising people to take their own defense into their own hands, because as Sheriff Clark of Milwaukee might tell you, it might take me 8, 9, 10 minutes to get there. What are you going to do in the meantime? Can I count on you to work with us? Meaning blow them away, as yeah. Sheriff Ivey was saying. Shoot them. That's the way you deal with terrorists, Muslim terrorists, to be politically incorrectly specific. So I think we've got a lot to talk about, and the fact that President Obama happily is former President Obama doesn't really mean that now we've won and we have nothing left to do. My concern, Richie, and I expect you may share it, is that a lot of people are going to think, oh, good, we've won. Now I can go about other things and don't have to worry about all this political stuff anymore.
Well, let me tell you, having this phone interview with you today reminded me that I was behind on my membership with GOA, so I re-upped this morning, with that, because it was just a healthy reminder.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you know, just like Sheriff Clark on your website said, you know, let's support the gun rights groups that are really fighting with a no-compromise approach. You just can't compromise with these people. That's like compromising with someone who wants to break into your home, you know, and you tell them, well, if you'll just take a little bit of my stuff, then I'll let you in.
Don't come up to the second floor and it's okay.
Right, right. And so I just really oppose any of that. And I guess we all have made one tiny little compromise, because I've done it and I know that you've done it, and that is with concealed carry permits.
Mm-hmm.
That is a compromise, and we all know that it's a compromise. That's fine. But also, I also weigh it with what's going to happen if you don't have it. And so, you know, it's just, you know, like some of the people who say, I shouldn't have to have a driver's license. And I said, philosophically, you're probably correct. We have to ask permits to get married. We have to have permits to drive. We have to get permits to have a gun. But I really do like the Alaska approach, and now Arizona, and about 13 states now that have constitutional carry.
Absolutely.
And I know that you've been supporting that, and certainly CSPOA has been supporting that also. And that is what our ultimate goal is. No permits, no permission slips from government, either state government or federal. No permits. The Second Amendment is our permit, and you and I and CSPOA and GOA really see eye to eye on that. And the Constitution means what it says. The Founding Fathers knew what they were talking about when they devised the Second Amendment. In fact, they had absolutely no ambiguity about the Second Amendment. They had no argument about the Second Amendment. It was passed unanimously, and nobody of the Founding Fathers argued the principle of the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And that's another lie that the other side has told, obviously, for many years, and that is that the Second Amendment only applies to an army or a National Guard because it says militia. Well, if you read the Constitution, it describes what the militia is, and that is we the people. So there's no contradiction in it, and there's no contradiction about liberty within the Second Amendment or the Constitution, and it is there to provide for the protection of the rights that we were born with.
It seems to me that we can put your remarks into a larger context, an historical context. Can you imagine that George Washington, in a terrible winter in Valley Forge, his men were freezing, some literally froze to death, others were deserting because they were starving and freezing. Washington's wife had to bring wagon loads of supplies just to keep him going and some of his men. It was a terrible, terrible time. And I'm sure that the general was thinking, as he lay awake at night worrying about all these things, boy, I sure hope we can have enough authorities to register and license gun owners after this is over.
Or, you know, I've done something similar. In fact, I love that story about the Battle of Trenton and going into Valley Forge. And, you know, at the time that the painting of Washington makes it look like he's, you know, this big, courageous guy going across the Delaware. At that point, he was probably running away from the British in all likelihood, if you look at the historical aspect of that. But it turned out maybe it was that he was actually going back when they were going into Trenton to take on the Hessians in a very powerful and the most courageous leadership move in all of the American Revolution.
A surprise attack, for sure.
A surprise attack on Christmas or the day after. But anyway, while they're all celebrating Christmas, he goes in. And then they had the best Christmas ever. And so some of those starving soldiers finally got to eat because they took the Hessians' food.
but a good deal.
I've always done it this way. You mean after the Founding Fathers were sitting there in the heat of the Philadelphia summer in Independence Hall, and they put down the first of the Bill of Rights, where it guaranteed freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the right to peaceably assemble and to file grievances against government. Those five principles are guaranteed. And then the Founding Fathers kind of put their knees up and put some of them crossed their legs, and some of them put their feet up on the desk and said, well, now let's guarantee the right of people to hunt. And or let's guarantee the right of our soldiers to carry guns. How absolutely asinine and stupid, if not completely.
In fact, your point can be underscored if we recall that the militia laws that were passed at the federal level following that conflict required that upon muster, the military age men of that area had to show up because they had been mustered by for a militia call with their own long guns.
Right. The assault rifle of the day.
That was the law. Right. So yeah, they didn't show up at an armory and say, "Can I pretty please have a gun?"
Yeah, exactly. And you know, seriously though, it would be as redundant as saying you really are telling us the founding fathers wanted to guarantee the right of soldiers of the army to keep and bear arms. Can you think of anything more redundant? Of course. Soldiers already have guns. You think they had to pass a Second Amendment to guarantee the right of the Army to keep and bear arms? Or the National Guard? Well, it couldn't have been the National Guard because they weren't formed until 1903. So this ridiculous notion that the Founding Fathers wanted to guarantee the right of soldiers to keep and bear arms is so ridiculous. And so, again, propaganda works. The lies of Washington, D.C. politicians works. And we're just... You and I have a lot of work to do to counter all of their ridiculous scheming and propaganda schemes. But but there was one other thing I think I forgot to mention.
Sure.
The reason that we're kind of having this talk today, because you and I were in Kansas supporting Cox and Kettler, and this is the 20-year anniversary of the Brady Bill decision.
Let's pick it up when we get back on the other side of the break, but I think that is an extremely important point. Remember that we now are 20 years from that momentous decision when you were risking going to jail over a constitutional issue. We're going to be back and talk more with Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest is Sheriff Richard Mack, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, and the man whose name rightfully is on one of the most significant constitutional decisions in the United States, certainly 20th century history, the idea that sheriffs are the law in their county, they're the chief lawman in their county, and that the federales is simply, and now there's a couple of jurisdictions where this is not the case, but in most of the country, the sheriff is the top cop, and when a park ranger, when a BLM agent, when some other bureaucrat with a gun tries to tell American citizens what to do, if they're out of line, the sheriff can say, get back in your cage. And that is something that came from that decision 20 years ago.
June 27, 1997, Antonin Scalia wrote the decision for the majority in a 5-4 split decision in the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. And if you want more history, this is the only time since the beginning of Jamestown and the founding of America that a county sheriff sued the federal government, took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and won a major landmark decision. Or won any kind of decision at all. You can call it landmark or monumental. I certainly do, because if you read it, you will also. Anybody who reads this decision, which I know you have, anybody who reads it will see that it is phenomenal in its breadth and scope and constitutionality. And Scalia takes us through a most wonderful history lesson of not only the court's jurisprudence, but of the intent of the founding fathers in so many regards. And when was the last time a Supreme Court justice in a ruling literally quotes the founding fathers and the Federalist Papers so much and as much as Scalia did in this particular decision? It is amazing.
That I think it was very encouraging that the and we ought to be very grateful that Mr. Scalia was on the court, because I think, you know, 5-4, you've already used the magic numbers. It That means it wasn't a lead pipe certainty. And just to refresh people about what we were saying a little bit earlier, had this thing gone the other way, you would have had some very difficult decisions to make. Do I comply or do I go to jail? So there was a lot on the line, both for you personally, you as a sheriff, and frankly, all the rest of us. Is our constitutional system going to mean anything, or are we not going to have anybody protect us against the federales from here on out anywhere in the country?
Well, my wife and I had decided that if we had lost, because we had plenty of time to talk about it, and this was the reason that I lost my third election, the Brady Bill lawsuit. It became such a huge controversy in my county, and people rightfully so wanted to make it that way. And the campaign against me, my third term on this election, it happened in 1996. We went to the Supreme Court just 3 months after I had lost my election. And then the decision came out 10 months after I lost the election. If it had been vice versa, if we had won before my election, I'm sure I would have won this. But they said, Mac doesn't want to be sheriff. He just wants to be in Washington, D.C. He just wants to be on TV, which most of the time I was on TV. It was a local interview where people came to me. Nightline came to me, came to my county.
Right.
Most of the
stations
came to
me. There's this thing called remotes. You don't have to go to Washington, D.C. or
right.
New York to do a television show that's national.
Right, exactly. Prince and I both were in New York for the Phil Donahue show, and there were a time or two that I went to Tucson or Phoenix, but most of the time I was there. In fact, I kept a very strict diary of my schedule. And when somebody actually put it in the paper that I was always gone, I published that diary. And I said, if anybody can prove this to be untrue, I offer a $5,000 reward. Well, you know, nobody took it. But the campaign against me still was very successful, which is fine. You know, I got into politics realizing that, you know, I beat an incumbent and that somebody would probably beat me someday. But nevertheless, my wife and I were totally comfortable with those prospects, but the one that we weren't so comfortable with is what's the federal government going to do to me if I continue this fight and if I had kept my job as sheriff and we had lost. And so we had pretty much decided that I was not going to comply and we were going to wait for him to come and raid my home at 1 o'clock in the morning and haul me off to jail. But my opinion is, my opinion back then and now is that they would not do that. But saying that about the federal government is like, you know.
Yeah, who would have thought they would have burned down and burned up a lot of women and children at Waco?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And murdering Vicki Weaver and you know, none of that I could have ever guessed they would be that cruel and stupid. So to say that, you know me well enough to know that I don't trust the federal government, and never have, and these bureaucrats have got to always find a way to make themselves look important and to justify their existence and their high salaries, so they have to play cops and robbers, and when they do, sometimes they get pretty ruthless and stupid, as we just talked about. You know, it was amazing how it went down, and how many doors have been opened to me since then, and the formation of the CSPOA since then, and I've authored 7 books since then, and I've been all over the country. I've been in all 50 states, and it's just been an amazing roller coaster ride, and now working with sheriffs all across the country to be like Sheriff Ivey and to be like Sheriff Brad Rogers, to be like Sheriff Glenn Palmer, and to be like Sheriff Clark, and so on.
Without trying to minimize any of these other things that you've done, I would agree that the work with other sheriffs is of paramount importance. Letting them, even if they already had the backbone required, and some of them probably did need a transplant, but just letting them know that, yes, you are on
solid legal and constitutional ground when you tell that EPA official that, no, he can't go in here and tell somebody how to use his land or something else. The FDA trying to tell a guy how to make raw milk. This is the kind of thing that the federal government doesn't have authority to do. And if the sheriffs will just realize that, they can stop so much federal overreach, but it really often comes down to the fact that the sheriff has to interpose himself. That's a very important word. He has to interpose himself because he's putting himself and his office on the line, as you were describing how you and your wife were not altogether certain how this was all going to come out.
No, and the victory was really sweet because of that, and it was interesting that the four Democrats sided with the Clinton administration and the five Republicans sided with me, and it's far too often that that happens, and I tell you, I don't like it. It just shows that the court is far too partisan and just does whatever the executive branch wants, whoever it is that appointed them to the office. And
which underscores the importance of our last presidential election, where the Supreme Court was clearly on the ballot.
Right, it was. And it's amazingly so. But, yeah, the political structure now of the Supreme Court is one of the bottom lines that I simply do not trust about the federal government. And they're not the bottom line in deciding liberty or the Constitution. They're really not. And the states, as the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions state, that the states are the final arbiter on a lot of those issues. And the sheriff taking an oath to the Constitution is also a final arbiter. And he is to judge this because he's the one that swore the oath, and he is the ultimate law in his county, just as you alluded to just a minute ago.
The dramatic showdown in Bunkerville, Nevada, was actually the sheriff was kind of feckless there in Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, when the Bundy Ranch was under assault from the feds. And it turned out it was a sheriff's deputy who had the good sense to ride out and talk to the BLM agents who were pointing machine guns with their fingers on the triggers at unarmed men and women, who got them to back down. It was the sheriff's department that provided that last minute relief that
good
was
man,
so
Tom
important.
Robin. Good man.
Yeah.
I sure love him. Yeah.
Well, CSPOA, folks. CSPOA.org. Please do support their work. Get on their list. And thank you, Richard Mack, for your leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.